Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Extension Program Director Dale Miller to talk about the area harvest.
How's the harvest been looking so far here in Marion County?
Well, we're getting off to kind of a slow start. Cool, wet weather kind of slows things down, and you know, we've got some higher moisture grain out there. But as of crop report this week, we're a little less than 10% in on soybean and corn harvesting.
And how is that compared to normally this time of year?
Well, we'd probably more likely be at 25-30%. So we're behind, but we're not way behind. Of course, farmers are kind of itching to get out there. And you know, when we get a little rain or something, it sets them back a day or two. That just adds to that stress and uncertainty.
Being about 15 or 20% behind at this point, how much of a factor would that be moving forward?
Well, what really affects us is the growing degree days, which we get dry down what our percentages are for corn and soybean moisture in the grain at harvest, particularly in corn, where we've been more in the mid-20s. For storage, we'd like to have it down to 14 or 15% moisture. So when you have to take 10% moisture off that crop, as you get colder, it takes a lot more days to take 1% of moisture out. And so we'd like to have some warmer weather here in the next few weeks to really help dry down that crop, because if it stays moist and you can't harvest it at a lower moisture percentage, then that means you're going to have to go into storage with higher moisture, and you're going to have higher drying costs plus potential concerns for long-term storage.
That really is interesting that all this on a pound of a little bit of rain, it seems like, that we've been getting, isn't it?
Yeah, really, it's been one of those years. It's been cool and wet throughout the year, and you know, we're seeing some effects on yield because of that. Maybe not coming out quite as good on the yield end. We've had yields from 160 to over 200 bushel, from what I've heard reported in corn, which are not bad yields, but maybe a little disappointment on some of those yields, you know, looking at the way this crop was coming in this fall.
Now, with all of this, because of how they're going to be storing stuff late, is there going to be a bit of a grain storage problem or anything like that in regards to this?
Well, there is a possibility for some concern. I think commercial storage, they're in pretty good shape, so there's storage available. On-farm storage, I know we've had some additional bins put up. Some farmers may still be actually constructing some bin storage space, so I've not heard a big concern with storage space, but more likely the length of storage. Some of the earlier crop was a little lower test weight, which can be a storage concern, so something that really can't just put in a bin and forget about it. You're going to have to keep track of it, make sure it stays in good condition, and either that or go ahead and get it to market rather than trying to hold it.
Now, while you really can't have a drop-down deadline date when it comes to weather, there are some time frames, though, that usually the colder weather starts to hit and can start affecting crops. Tell us about some of those times.
Well, as we look here into October, we usually have our normal freeze, early frosts, mid-October, and you know, with corn, you start getting tissue damage around 28 degrees, so it depends on what freezing temperature we're talking about. 32, 28, 26, it all affects plants differently depending on their hardiness. And with corn, usually 28 degrees or below, you're going to get tissue damage and the plant's going to start to shut down. And with that, for our area, you know, the average 28 degree freeze is October 24th. So we've got a little time yet before that period. Hopefully we'll get a little warmer weather and can catch up on some drying. But after that point, if we stay cool, then you're not going to get much more field dry down and really just have to get after it. One good thing about that is you can cut down on, if you've got some green weeds, that freeze will shut them down as well. If you have a weedy field, you can shut down some of those green weeds that you're trying to get through a combine.
Last thoughts you want to give people in regards to this year's harvest?
Well, first and foremost is be safe out there. Farmers are busy under stress right now. They're trying to do a lot of things as fast as they can and in between weather events. And So take time, be safe, you're on the road, be on the lookout for slow-moving vehicles, farm entrances, those kinds of things, and hopefully we'll have a safe harvest season and hopefully a warmer one here for a few more weeks.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Extension Program Director Dale Miller, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.